Foraker, who is the founder of the National Catholic Board of Full Inclusion. Beth, good morning.
Talk to you.
Beth, good to have you with us. Beth, tell us first off, relatively new organization, tell us what prompted you to start this organization.
Sure. Well, I have a son. I have four kids along with my husband, and my third child, Patrick, has Down syndrome. And my first two kids were in our local Catholic school here in Davis, California, and we had very mindfully chosen our house within walking distance of that school. And we had really chosen that school for our family. We were super involved in the parish. So Patrick had Down syndrome, then he ended up needing heart surgery right away. So mm-hmm. many people were praying for him when he was just a few weeks old. And then right before he turned three, he got leukemia. And so our whole parish, but our whole school community really reached out, making meals, really supporting us through a three-year-long process. So when Patrick was ready to start kindergarten, it felt for sure that his home school would be St. James. Mm-hmm. And so we approached the principal, Mary Kay Boltz, and we approached the priest, Father Dan Looney, about this, and they both said yes, which is really, really huge for a parent with a child with a disability. Mm-hmm. I have known so many families who've been told no and had a severe crisis of faith. But anyway, they said yes, and so Patrick was fully included in our Catholic school from kindergarten and graduated all the way in eighth grade with those same peers. He made all of his sacraments with his faith community mm-hmm. during the years of second grade and fourth grade and eighth grade. And it was just tremendous for Patrick, for his siblings, for our family, but really, truthfully, for the school. And then watching...
You have a picture on your website of him going off to school that first day with his siblings.
We do, yeah.
It's just such a beautiful picture.
Yeah. So anyway, when he was getting ready to graduate, it just became, you know, and several families within Sacramento area knew about Patrick, and so I would work with their principals and them to get their child in. So there were about three other kids with Down syndrome now in Sacramento, and it became just kind of like, you shouldn't have to know Patrick to get to go to your Catholic school. That seems weird. So I created a website and a nonprofit full of information, full of connections and mentors who are willing to mentor. Basically, for someone who's in the middle of the night with a brand new baby, wondering if it's possible, it was everything I would wish was there for when we were mm-hmm. beginning. And so that launched in November 3rd of last year, and we've only been going a few, maybe 9 months or so, but it's been absolutely amazing, and it's truly the most divinely guided journey I've ever been on. And when you leap, the net appears, that's for sure.
We're with Beth Foraker, the founder of the National Catholic Board of Full Inclusion. If you have questions for Beth about this, you know, what are they doing? And maybe you have a child with a condition that maybe you're having a little bit of trouble getting them into a Catholic school. Give us a call, 888-3-CATHOLIC, 888-322-8465. Beth, let's be clear on what's real and what isn't. Public schools, by law, they have to educate any kid that comes their way. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. We have federal law that mandates that, the IDEA. And that is always the big concern when you do choose a Catholic school, that you will lose the quote-unquote services and the special expertise of educators who have been trained in special education. Now, that changes state to state, actually, because we have some states who agree to bring in some services to Catholic schools. California is not one of those states, but Connecticut does it, Ohio does it, Florida does it. So it is possible to get services within your Catholic school.
So what are we talking about?
Interpretation of the IDEA state to state.
So in terms of services, because obviously we have, you know, the church-state concern, you know, you can't...
Yes.
I remember a landmark case a number of years ago, decades ago, actually, where I believe the the question was, could a Braille teacher come into, you know, paid for with public funds, come into a Catholic school to teach a child Braille? And as I remember, the court concluded that, yeah, they could teach the kid in Braille. They could teach math and science and spelling and grammar and everything else, but they couldn't teach religion in Braille because that would be crossing that
state
line. Huh. Yeah.
That's
so, yeah, so what sorts of services are we talking about that the state could legally provide with public money to a kid in a Catholic school?
Well, like I said, it's interpreted state by state, but I've right. heard of speech and language pathologists coming in, adaptive PE
sure.
coming in, OT, PT, all of those mm-hmm. things have come into Catholic schools depending on your state. That is not happening in California, but that's only because of the way the California state people have interpreted the law.
Mm-hmm.
I am an educator my own self. I did teach in public schools for 13 years. I did fully include a student with Down syndrome in fifth grade, way before Google and all those things. And I will say that speaking in particular to Down syndrome, having fully included that student and several other students, it's not hard to include them in a typical classroom. And what mm-hmm. good teaching... You know, what good teachers are doing, their natural, intuitive teaching practices will support students with Down syndrome. And you really can do this fairly easily, especially with all of the technology we have available and all the educational research that we have available, 30 years worth now, of what to do mm-hmm. with students. So we can easily do that. And the idea that we need these specialists is, you know, I think a crutch. That's really not true. Patrick did not have specialists, and he learned beautifully. So he did have support. He had a para supporting him, mm-hmm. but he did not have, you know, a special teacher in a special room with a special ed credential helping him for 9 years. And he learned alongside his peers, and he did great. So, and that's what the educational research tells us, too.
So how are Catholic schools doing nationally? And I know your organization, like I said, founded last November, it's soared, though. It's taken off. You've had many meetings with many different people about this. What sorts of roadblocks are you having? What sort of progress are you making?
Well, the biggest roadblock, there's two big roadblocks. One is the mindset that all are welcome because mm-hmm. – we have many people who feel that, and rightfully so, you know, Catholic schools are fantastic academically, and there were concerns that in some way, including students with a disability, will somehow alter that situation, mm-hmm. which on our website and everywhere you look through different avenues of investigation, educational research actually proves the opposite, that the teaching gets better and the students, the typical students, do better when students with disabilities are fully included in the classroom.
Yeah,
so that's always a fear. The other fear is money, and everybody always wants to shut you down immediately, saying, we just can't do it, the cost is too much. And mm-hmm. Again, you know, we're Catholic, and we have faith that this is bigger than us. And truthfully, money should never stop us from doing things that are socially just and within our Catholic social teachings. It just shouldn't be the reason.
Very well said, Beth. Say that again.
Yeah.
That is great.
It just really, really should not be the reason. And truthfully, I just want everyone to know the Diocese of Topeka, Kansas is free to every single student. 11,000 students have been educated for free there because of tithing. So money doesn't have to
wow.
be an issue. We could all tithe, you know, 6%. We could really come to see the power of working together as a parish community or as a diocese like Topeka, and we could truthfully take money out of the equation.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I remember years ago reading about it was one parish in Pennsylvania, and they had just, all they had was an elementary school. They didn't have a high school, but they had an elementary school. And It had always been tuition free. And yeah. somebody asked the pastor, how do you do that? And he said, it's something we have always done. We put a priority on it. And now our parish takes great pride in this. And as a result, they're putting money in the basket for this very purpose.
Absolutely. And I truly think this is the secret for so many parishes, because what has happened in Topeka is it did start with one parish in the 60s, one priest, one visionary, and that parish was so solvent, no capital campaigns ever again, no tuition for their Catholic school, and that became so such a hallmark of their parish that they had so much extra money, they started giving it to the inner city parishes within Topeka. And then these all starting to really leverage that, you know, group effort, all these other parishes came together, and truly that entire diocese is tuition free Catholic high school, which is tens of thousands of dollars tuition free for 11,000 kids since 2002. So, I mean, it is really not an issue. It's a mindset. It's a belief that this can happen. This should happen, and we're going to figure it out. And our website has mentors, you know, at every grade, principals, inclusion specialists, paraeducators who are willing to mentor other schools doing this person to person for free. That, that, you know, these are people who have done it and have seen it transform their school for the better and are walking the walk and want to help others. We just had a principal reach out to us, our first ever, who wanted to be included on our inclusive map that we have. And so I was emailing her saying, you know, do you have any mentors at your school who would want to mentor? And she said, well, I'm happy to mentor. I have a master's in full inclusion in Catholic education. I'm like, all right, Sister Stacy, you are going to be one of our mentors. So we have amazing people doing amazing things all over the nation. That's why we're national. You shouldn't have to be in Davis, California to take advantage of it. And, you know, we can really start to use our group knowledge and expertise here.
Are there, when people say, well, this is too hard, are there any legitimate reasons? I mean, I'm completely on board here that we, as God gave us all these children, it's up to us to educate all of them. Are there any legitimate reasons why we can't have full inclusion?
No. Well, you're talking the wrong person. I'm the person.
I think I am.
A kid in a gurney, you know, really the most severe complex disabilities in alongside with all other students. I believe that every person is sacred and holy and that we are gifted with these children. And truthfully, you know, in the case of Down syndrome in particular, this is a pro-life issue. Our Catholic faith tells us these children are Catholic and sacred and holy. And so if we're bringing them into the world with, you know, many people have diagnoses before birth.
Yeah.
So they, you know, accept that child, of course, because they're Catholic, and they, even though they're fearful and they don't know what to expect, and the medical establishment tells you all the terrible things that might go down. And hey, look, we had Down syndrome, we had heart defect, we had leukemia, and still we're super happy our son Patrick was born, and with you know, grateful every day. So, yes, so we think the Catholic school should be, you know, the leaders in this, to open all those doors and welcome every child, because that's what our faith tells us. And I will tell you, Patrick's peers, you know, we made a video, it is on our website. And we told them that, you know, some kids with Down syndrome are told no, they don't get to go to their Catholic school. They were absolutely shocked. I mean, they just thought it was the weirdest thing. And they were like, why do we have to make this video? This is dumb. But then when we told them, you know, they were brokenhearted. So we can't be hypocritical. You know, we either do believe everybody's sacred and holy, and if that's the case, and, you know, by the way, that means second language learners, too. You know, everyone's sacred and holy. So, I mean, everyone should get to learn alongside of each other. We have the ability and the technology. And if you want a Catholic education, you should be able to get one. So and if you believe what I'm saying, hey, we got a donate tab. Donate tab.
Oh, good. All right. Give. The National Catholic Board of Full Inclusion. The founder is Beth Forker. Beth, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for all your great work.
Bob, so grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Have a great day.
Wow. You too. Wow. It's amazing. You know, she says it so well. They're sacred. They're holy. They're made in the image and likeness of God. How can you turn away anybody who is made in the image and likeness of God? A lot more to come. Well, not a lot more. We've only got a few more minutes, but I'll be back. Bob Dunning sitting in for Gus Lloyd on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel.